This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a new ticker symbol of which to be aware, SRFM. It'll go public tomorrow on the New York Stock Exchange. The company in question is Surf Air Mobility. It provides what are known as regional flights between 50 and 500 miles and is developing an electric engine to get and keep its planes in the air during those relatively short hops. Right now, analysis by McKinsey, the consulting firm, shows the vast majority of trips that length in this country are by car. But Surf Air is just one of many companies betting that in the future, those relatively short trips are going to be cheaper and more convenient on a battery-powered airplane. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that one.
It used to be pretty common to fly short distances back in the 60s and 70s, says Robin Rydell of the McKinsey Center for Future Mobility.
And what happened is over time, you know, cars got better and more convenient, roads got better. And at the same time, aviation got a little bit more cumbersome.
These days, roads are more congested. At the same time, the country has 5,000 airports, many of which are underused. Most air traffic goes through only 30 of them. That's why companies like Surf Air see an opportunity in what's called regional air mobility.
They recognize that market is untouched.
Matthew Clark is a professor of aerospace engineering at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He points out many companies are working on electric-powered engines, whose limited range could make them a good fit for these relatively short flights. The engines are also easier to maintain than ones powered by jet fuel.
Electric propulsion typically is a few orders of magnitude more robust because there are less moving parts, and therefore it requires less maintenance, it's cheaper to operate.
Hybrid and electric engines also require less or no fuel, cost savings that could be passed on to the consumer. One major catch, in the U.S., electric passenger planes are not yet approved for public use. Again, Robin Rydell.
The regulators do a great job at keeping everybody safe, but that is a challenge for companies to overcome on how do we get these things certified and really prove that they're safe for the general public to use.
And the general public has to want to take these short flights at all, says Alon Head, senior editor of The Air Current, a trade publication.
Right now, it's a hypothesis. It's something that on the surface makes a lot of sense. But the fact is that it's going to face really stiff competition from personal vehicles in the U.S.
And Head adds, once you get to your destination, you may still need a car to get around. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.